You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a butt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a girlfriend, Angel's really pretty. I have a pony and we share a big horse. We have a big car. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a pool. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain, live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Today we're at the historic Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California on the red carpet with the stars out to shine their light on animals. At the animal event of the year, the Humane Society of the United States Gala, HSUS to the rescue. And action. Woof and Super Smiles, welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the Pet Lifestyle Coach, here with my handsome co-host, two-time shelter dog, Super Smiley, who's the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. Smiley's been traveling the country. We were recently in Chicago and Atlanta working with over 2,000 inner city kids teaching kindness with the Super Smiley Project and State Farm's Kindness is Powerful. And you can help us share kindness around the world by first sharing our radio show here and by watching Smiley's latest super short, super cute kindness documentaries at kindnessfilms.com. His last one was with the University of Georgia and has the honor of being part of the Peabody Awards official Hall of Records. Go dogs! And here on a Super Smiley Adventure radio show, we explore adventures where animals lead. These could be adventures for fun, or missions of animal advocacy, or inner journeys of self-discovery where our pets become our healers and teachers. And now Super Smiley is taking us to the historic Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California, where we are live on location at the biggest animal event of the year, the Humane Society of the United States Gala. We're here with Steven Tyler, Kesha, the Elvis Presley dynasty with Priscilla Presley, Frances Fisher, who's the classic actress from the Academy Award-winning films Titanic and Unforgiven, the Grammy nominee who sold over 20 million albums Moby, the beautiful Laura Vandervoort from Supergirl and Bitten, the Vampire Diaries smoldering Ian Somerhalder, and lots more, all out to shine their light on the animals. And the human honoree tonight is seven-time Academy Award nominee Diane Warren, who's written songs from Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing to Lady Gaga's Till It Happens to You that was performed so powerfully at the Academy Awards this year. And tonight, Kesha and Steven Tyler will sing those songs for the animals. So why is Hollywood come together tonight? All these luminaries are here to support the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS, for their work with animals, like their Pets for Life program, giving free vet care and training to underserved areas, literally helping thousands of families keep and care for their pets. We love that. And HSUS works in the mainstream to change laws, to help end dogfighting, to help abuse show horses, to stop the seal hunt, and to help animals living in factory farms, and so much more. So we are here at the Humane Society of the United States Gala, live from the red carpet at the historic Paramount Studios in Hollywood, California. Here we go. And coming up to us right now on the red carpet, I see the gorgeous Laura Vandervoort from the TV series V and Supergirl. I see the iconic Frances Fisher and the very handsome and oh-so-charming Sebastian Roche from The Man in the High Castle. And coming down the red carpet is Sebastian Roche. Hi, Sebastian.
Hi, how are you?
It's good wonderful to see you again. Last year we sat together.
Yes, I remember well. Yeah. It was a wonderful yes. evening.
And tell me about the project that you're working on now, The Man in the High...
It's called The Man in the High Castle. It's in its second season on Amazon. And it's an amazing show. It truly is. I'm a huge fan myself. I was not in the first season. This is the second season. But I'm very, very excited to be part of that project. It's a brilliant, absolutely brilliant series.
Well, congratulations on that. And tonight we're here for the animals, for the Humane Society of the United States. So tell us, why are animals so important in your life? And why should they be so important to all of us?
Well, they've been important since the day I was born. We were always surrounded with animals. You know, my mom, we pretty much had a farm outside of Paris.
That.
And so I grew up, you know, with goats and pigs and horses and...
And you had a big extended family.
Yes,
right?
I did. Yeah. And we all, I mean, you know, my mom, it's passed on, you know, from generation to generation. So that's what happened. I have a huge amount of love for any animal.
And I believe animals are healers and teachers. I grew up with horses and chickens and cats and dogs. So what have you learned from all these animals?
Well, I mean, the thing that you learn from animals is unrequited love and loyalty and fidelity and absolute pure happiness, pure joy. And, you know, whenever we come home and our dog is there waiting for us at the door, we're just, so, you know, it gives us pure joy. So, you know, there is that loyalty and that there's basically no bull, if I can say so.
Absolutely.
You know, an animal is an animal. He is the way he is. And he will never try and screw you over. There's something completely pure about an animal.
I always say that I believe animals are healers and teachers, and there's a spirit that teaches purely.
Yeah,
and you said
absolutely,
the exact word.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Well, Sebastian, thank you for sharing those beautiful thoughts, and have a wonderful night tonight. We'll be looking for you. Bye.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
And now here is the beautiful, gorgeous Laura Vanderwart.
Yes.
Hi there.
Thank you. Hi, how are you? I'm beautiful.
Oh, I'm wonderful, and you look absolutely gorgeous. Now, the first time I saw you as an actress was on the series V.
Yes.
That was a crazy series, right?
That was an amazing series on ABC with Marina Baccarin and Scott Wolf. We ended too soon, but it was such a fun show.
I thought you ended too soon, too.
We did.
Because I don't get addicted to a lot of TV shows. And I love Criminal Minds. Frances Fisher was on that. We just spoke with her. And I love V. We watched it every single week.
Yeah, I mean, I've yet to play human, which is why it's perfect that I'm at the Humane Society. I rarely play a human. I just finished playing a werewolf for 3 seasons. And she was a lizard princess. So, I mean, I don't know what it is. But
I don't know. Because reading your bio, it does. It says sci-fi all over it. Sci-fi, you know, in a good way.
Fabulous. I'll take it.
Yes. Well, now, we're here tonight for the Humane Society of the United States and for the animals. So can you talk about that just a little bit? What do animals mean to you?
Animals are my world. I mean, my dad grew up on a farm, so when I went to visit my grandfather and grandma, it would always be on the farm. We were around animals. We had animals growing up. I mean, it's always a part of my life, and I have my rescue baby, Frankie Blue Eyes, who actually came to the event last year with me.
Is this a doggie or a kitty?
A dog.
Uh-huh.
So
tell me about
her. She did that. She's from Lasso Happy Homes, which is an organization that rescues small dogs here in Los Angeles, and I've had her about 3 years, and she's everything to me. I actually asked if I could bring her tonight, but I wasn't supposed to. I brought her last year, so she had her moment.
Will you tell her we said hi?
I will, yeah. She actually just started. My boyfriend has a new show coming out called Private Eyes with Jason Priestley. So
I've heard of this. Yeah,
she's in that.
Wonderful.
She's acting
now. Does she really?
Yeah.
I love that. Well, tell me her name again.
Frankie Blue Eyes.
Frankie Blue Eyes. Yeah. Shout out to Frankie Blue Eyes. And I want to mention that as well because my show is called A Super Smiley Adventure, named after my dog, Super Smiley.
Aww.
And
Smiley,
he is a big mutt dog. He's a shelter dog.
Good.
We always say shelter dog.
Yes.
And he is a dog actor as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, they should get together and do a scene and win some Dog Academy Award or
that
something.
That would be really, really fun. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
I like that. And one more thing I want to ask you. You mentioned that she came from a rescue. Would you talk to our listeners about the importance of adopting or rescuing?
So important. There's so many animals out there that need a home, that are on the streets, who have been abandoned, left behind, family members have passed away. They need the homes more than these dogs that are being bred in, you know, high-end boutique sort of breeding places. I've always wanted a dog, and I waited until I was ready and could really take care of her. So it's so important. Just, like, look up your local organizations. There's kill shelters dogs need rescuing from. And they appreciate it more than every other dog.
Oh, I agree.
They honestly know.
They really, really know.
Yes.
And also, I just want to add, since we're on the topic, if someone wants a specific breed, you can go to a breed rescue, right?
I knew I wanted a small dog.
Uh-huh.
She's not a purebred, but she was at the organization, and she just melted my heart.
Aww. Well, Laura Vanderwart, thank you so much for joining us on a Super Smiley Adventure.
Thank you.
You're so cute.
Hi, Frances Fisher. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Hi, Pet Life Radio.
And we met you last year at the gala. It's so good to see you again.
Yeah.
And you've been on Criminal Minds, which I love. It's one of my favorite shows in the whole world.
Oh, good.
Yes, of course. And Outlaws and Angels, of course. That's up there as well.
Yes, thank you.
So tonight we are here for the animals, for the Humane Society of the United States. Could you tell me what drew you to work with the Humane Society of the United States? They do so many amazing things. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, Well, the Humane Society is the preeminent organization, it has been for so long, to educate us and let us know what is going on in the world in all different ways. And I'm especially here tonight for my dear friend, Diane Warren.
We love Diane.
Honored. Yeah, she is like the ultimate animal person. I mean, she's always saying, Francis, look at, you know, I got this new vegan pair of shoes. Let me take you shopping and get, you know, the vegan purse and the vegan this and the vegan that. I mean, she's really on it.
And Francis, what do animals mean to you in your personal life?
Oh, I've had dogs and cats ever since I was little. To me, they are all sentient beings, animals. Mm-hmm. My dogs are unconditional love. My kitties are so aloof. But then even in that way, they're okay. They don't hold grudges, and no animals do.
No, they don't.
Unless they're mistreated and they're defensive. That's mm-hmm. the only time you'll see an animal lash out to protect themselves or protect
right.
their baby bear.
Absolutely.
But animals get, you know, they're like plants and flowers. They're just being here.
They're just being here.
For human beings to think that they are somehow better than just mm-hmm. because we have been able to be technologically proficient, but we're the only animals, I think, who actually seek out to destroy each other.
I agree with you. And you know something interesting, Francis? I asked, one of my favorite questions is, what have you learned from your animals? And I asked a priest this one time. And the priest said that he believes, as a priest, that all the animals act just as God created them, and man is the only one who doesn't. And that's exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah, we're fallen angels.
Right. And they're and
animals
they're
are
us.
Angels. They're all
they're
angels.
Angels.
You know, when you look at those pictures of animals and you know, pigs in crates who can't turn around and mm-hmm. and so many animals that are just abused because they can't talk back and they can't fight back. It's just, you know, human beings need to really take stock and do their own inner work and
Absolutely.
Try to emulate
I
the animal
this.
Kingdom.
And then one more quick question. What have you learned from animals? What have they taught you personally? I've learned so much myself, I know.
Just to relax.
I love that. Huge.
Just be. You know, we are human beings. We're
yes.
not human doings.
Yes, I love
We're
that.
We're called beings, and animals can teach us to be.
Thank you, dear Francis
yeah.
Fisher. Thank you.
This is good.
And now I see the tallest man in the room, NBA star John Sally. He's the first player in NBA history to play on three different championship-winning teams. And he's also a graduate from my alma mater, Georgia Tech. And he's also an actor. And he loves animals. Let's see if I can catch him, and I'll see what else we might have in common.
And John Sally just walked up on the red carpet. Hi, John.
How are you? How you been?
I'm good. Now, I don't know if I can reach that tall.
You're not supposed to.
Yes.
Don't touch the merchandise.
Welcome to a super smiley adventure. So
really?
Tonight, yes. And you're a fantastic basketball player. First of all, congratulations on your amazing career.
Thank you very much. It was exactly as I planned it.
Smart man. And also, speaking of smart, you went to Georgia Tech and so did I. How about that?
I know. I graduated from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, Ramblin' Wreck, huh?
Yeah.
All right. All
you didn't
right.
say you graduated from Georgia.
I graduated.
Okay.
All right, doing that, I graduated magna cum laude.
Oh.
Whoa.
I graduated ACC champion.
All right. Whoa. I was a Georgia Tech cheerleader.
I was a Georgia Tech athlete.
This is so fun. Oh, okay, so cool. So we're here tonight for the animals. So tell me about animals in your life. Have you had dogs, cats? Tell me why it's important that you are here tonight.
Yeah, it's important to me. One of the things is I don't, my daughter has a cat and uh-huh. She has a pug. My child I kept alive on a beautiful dog food called V-Dog.
Yeah.
And usually Akitas die maybe 8 to 10 years. He lived for 17.
Oh, wonderful. That's twice the lifespan, right?
Twice the lifespan.
Amazing.
Eating the right diet and the right
wow.
kind of food. So, and I really miss him. Taya is 13. For her birthday, she wanted a Great Dane, but she's in school 6 hours a day. That means no.
Well, she might have thought a big dog for a big guy, huh?
That's what the deal is.
I'm sure. I bet she pulled that one, right?
Her dog. And her dog.
Yeah. Well, I believe animals are healers and teachers. Did you learn anything from your Akita? A personal lesson I've learned from my horses, dogs, cats, they've all taught me something.
Yeah, a very important thing my Akita taught me was to literally check and judge every person coming in. The days he was aggressive, I think he saw something in people. So I became very wary of who I let in my circle and in my house.
I love this. So that's a great point that animals, I believe that they communicate with energy and they sense energy. So they can know things that no matter how smart we are or savvy, they can know way more than we do.
And
right?
they go obviously with the intuition. We as humans right. sometimes let our emotions get in the way of our decision.
Right.
They go with their decisions.
Right.
They go innately as they were born. They do what they were put on the planet to do. I think we overthink it.
I love that. Thank you, John Sally, for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
You're
wonderful
still,
to see you.
Still Miss Georgia to me.
thank you, John. I just got his Miss Georgia reference. That was so sweet of him. Mr. John Sally. And there's so many stars on the red carpet coming towards us. I see Moby walking this way, along with the Elvis Presley dynasty, Priscilla Presley, with her granddaughter, actress Riley Kehoe. They're in sight. And Steven Tyler will be here with many more stars coming up.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
It's designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Large or small, we fit them all. Designerpetsweaters.com.
Are you having trouble getting the word out about your new pet product or invention? Let Whitegate PR open the gate to your marketing and public relations efforts. We've been specializing in public relations in the pet industry for over a decade. From press releases to media relations and publicity to pet trade shows and launch events to social media, the pet-friendly team at Whitegate PR has you covered. If you listen to the wise words of Bill Gates, he says, "If I had $1 left, I'd spend it on PR." Learn more at whitegatepr.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure on the red carpet at the animal event of the year at the historic Paramount Studios in Hollywood, the Humane Society of the United States Gala to the Rescue. Wayne Pacelli, the CEO of HSUS, has been a guest on our show, and he just welcomed everyone, summing it up so eloquently. He said, "We are all an ensemble cast of characters with the HSUS calling for us to all move forward to create a true humane society. The animals' lives mean as much to them as ours mean to us." Pretty basic and pretty perfect. Wayne's new book is called A Humane Economy, and I hope we can have him on an entire show with us to tell us about his ideas to help move the world more in that direction. And coming towards me now, I see Priscilla Presley and her granddaughter, actress Riley Kehoe from Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
Hi, Riley.
Hi.
This is Riley Kehoe. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes.
And Riley is Elvis Presley's granddaughter, mm-hmm. right? Welcome
correct.
To Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
So, Riley, tell us why it's so important that we're here tonight. Why are animals so important to the world?
That's a really profound question. I don't know the answer to that, but I know that I love animals, and I'm very here to support what the Humane Society is doing, and it's incredible, and particularly tonight, the farm animal movement that's happening, and I just think it's very important to create awareness, and it works, you know, little by little. People are requesting grass-fed beef and things like that, and it's happening a lot right now, so I think the more you do, it's something that I've seen work in my lifetime, so I think it's worth
I love that, and I love that you, with your amazing platform, just the legacy, the dynasty that you carry, that you are here speaking for animals. So we appreciate that so much.
Yeah, me too.
And I've interviewed your grandmother last year, Priscilla Presley, and she loved her animals as well.
She does love her animals. Yeah. She's right there. She has like a million dogs.
Hi, Priscilla. I'm here. Here comes Priscilla Presley.
Oh gosh.
Hi, Priscilla. I'm here talking with your beautiful granddaughter
and my son.
Oh, and son. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Navarone. Nice
Navarone. Nice to meet you. And Priscilla, can you talk a little bit about why we're here tonight? The importance of HSUS and their work.
Oh my God, the work that they do is unbelievable, and I'm 100% behind them. Right now, I'm actually with them on the past Act bill that we're trying to pass with the soaring of horses, preventing all soaring tactics. Yes, it's one of the big fights that we have to handle. It looks like we're making a lot of grounds on that. So also the ag gag bill. Oh my God, so many great things are happening. So I'm really here to support what they do. And
I'm glad you mentioned that, so everyone understands HSUS operates. A lot of their work is through legislation, right?
Yes, it is.
Very important.
Yes, very, very important. Yes, and I have lobbied. So I've gone to Washington. So I'm serious behind all the great things that they do and want to do and hope to do.
Well, I was just telling your granddaughter, Riley, that we all so appreciate you lending your legacy, your family name, to this great cause for the animals. Thank you so much, and bless you all in your
work.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye.
I'm so glad Priscilla mentioned the horse soaring issue. This is something that's done to show horses, where their feet are made sore with burning chemicals. So in the show ring, they pick up their feet higher and higher because it's so painful for them to put weight on their feet. HSUS is on top of so many issues that we as the general public have no idea about. And speaking of bringing awareness to us, I see one of my favorite Academy Award winning directors coming this way. It's Louis Zahoyas. Louis directed the film The Cove, starring Hayden Panettiere of the hit TV series Nashville. And Louis won an Academy Award and a Genesis Award for that film. His recent film is called Racing Extinction, where the hashtag call to action is start with one thing. I love it. And here he is.
Louis Zahoyas is here. Louis, I so honor you, director of The Cove, director of Racing Extinction. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderfully. I am just in awe of your work. Would you tell us what creates this passion inside you, how you connected with the animals? It must have been a lot. You must have been born this way, right?
I wish I could say that, but I think I came into it fairly late in life.
Tell us.
I mean, I've been a pescatarian, ashamed to say, for about 25 years, but a vegan for the last 7.
Okay.
So this is fairly new to me, but yeah, I mean, I think what we're doing is insane. You know, the way we're just one species, and what we're doing right now is we're causing peril for maybe half the species on the planet and making it miserable for billions of other animals,
right?
You know, by eating them when we don't need to. All protein comes from plants, so if you want to save the planet, you want to be healthier to yourself, healthier to other animals, and healthier to the environment, we know now, have more of a plant-based diet, lay off the animals. You don't need it for protein. Eat what they eat, plants.
I agree. I have horses, and they're big, muscular animals. And what are they eating?
They're eating plants.
That's right. Now, Louis, Racing Extinction, I was watching that and tweeting with everyone. Could you just tell our audience, give a recap of that amazing, amazing project?
Well, there's been 5 major extinctions in the history of the planet. We're going through a 6th one right now called the Anthropocene, means the age of man. It's not a good thing when you have an epoch named after a planetary disaster. after your own species.
Yeah.
So the film is it's really a little bit like The Cove. It's an action adventure film. It's not like a boring documentary.
It's not boring at all. It's so exciting.
Yeah, and you're getting the exposition through the film, but it's like watching an Ocean's 11 movie, but it's real.
Right, and I love the hashtag. What was the hashtag? Do just one thing, pick one thing.
Start with one thing.
Start with one thing. I love that. I just want to say my dog and I have a kindness campaign. He's the ambassador of kindness for State Farm, and that's our one thing. It's about being kind to animals, learning from animals. Anybody can pick one thing. Do you agree?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's,
yes.
the cumulative action of a lot of people just doing one thing adds up to be quite a bit. So the average person eats 10,400 animals in their lifetime in America. So just by making a choice to, Meatless Mondays like HSUS does, and I think they've saved something like 27 million animals a year.
I think it's billion. It might be billion because these numbers are huge.
Just in L.A.
Oh, there you go.
Just in L.A.
Absolutely. Yeah. That makes sense. That's why I said no. It's more than that. Well,
yeah, just by Meatless Mondays in the school system here.
Right. Exactly. The Meatless Mondays. Thank you so much for joining us, Louis. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
On Pet Life Radio. Bye-bye.
And that was Luis Zahoyas, director of the Academy Award-winning film The Cove and of Racing Extinction. And if you haven't seen either of those films, check them out. They will enlighten you. They inspired me and truly affected my life in a great way to start with one thing and be the change. I love that Luis said that the commutative action of everyone doing just one thing combines to a monumental action for the animals. And here's someone who's definitely being the change. She's a best-selling author, acclaimed national speaker. She was the face and host, if you will, of Oprah's huge vegan challenge. And she's always working to help animals within our lifestyle and pop culture. It's Kathy Freston.
And we're here with Kathy Freston. Kathy, welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Oh, thanks. I love being here with you guys.
Now, Kathy, I've seen you, the V. You've got the V going on. Tell us about that. This is the last time we were talking about leaning in. Now the
V. Well, I'm all about fashion because I love beautiful shoes.
And what did I just say? How cute you look.
Thank you. Well, you know, I do. I love great clothes and I love bags and shoes and stuff like that. And so I thought, you know, people think you have to wear like earth shoes if you're vegan, and I just don't agree. So I've made it my business to find the cutest accessories and clothes, and sometimes it's a vegan company and sometimes it's a, you know, mainstream company. I kind of don't care either way, but I just want to show people that you can get conscious, beautiful, fashionable things that have nothing to do with an animal.
I love that. And it is actually very, very easy. Look at my cute little purse, cloth with little roses on it, my little shoes with little bling. They're faux.
Love.
Yes, and my little jacket is all warm and cozy, and it's all faux. And it's cute. Super cute. Yes.
Super cute. Exactly. I love it. I love it. You would get the V. Yeah.
Thank you, Kathy. Well, I know they're seating everyone. Thank you for talking with us on Pet Life Radio. And it's so good to talk to you again.
Great to see you. Great to see you.
Tonight's honoree is Diane Warren. Diane's the winner of 8 Academy Award nominations, 12 Grammy nominations with one win, and 5 Golden Globe nominations and one win for her songs from Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing to Celine Dion's Because You Love Me to Lady Gaga's Till It Happens to You. Diane has written the world's top music hits. She's a mega animal lover, and she is coming up. But first, here comes Emmy-winning actress-producer Carol Liefer, who's the co-executive producer of Devious Maids. I love that show.
Here comes Carol Liefer. Hi, Carol. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Carol, you've done so many amazing things. Such a beautiful, like, funny writer, Seinfeld, the Larry Sanders Show. Why are we here tonight?
To support animals. You know, my love of animals started with just pets, but it's through the Humane Society expanded to protecting farm animals and all, you know, and animals, so many animal issues out there, so I love everything that they do.
So it sounds like you have animals at home, is that correct?
I do, yes.
Tell me about your pets.
We have 3 rescue dogs.
Yay, yes, love that.
Yes, 2 chihuahuas and a terrier mix, and we love them.
So I believe animals are healers and teachers. Do your little chihuahuas teach you anything? What do they say every day?
They say hola. Because, of course, they're...
Say what?
Yeah, hola.
What does that even mean? What?
Hello in Spanish.
Oh, hola. Oh, my God. I didn't even say hola. Okay, good. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Hola, Carol. Have fun. And tonight's human honoree, as I told you earlier, is Diane Warren. She is coming up right now. Now, you may remember if you watched the Academy Awards this year, Lady Gaga's performance of Diane's song, Till It Happens to You. That was one of the most powerful songs I have ever heard. And Kesha is going to be performing it tonight for the animals.
And here's Diane Warren. Diane Warren, welcome to Pet Life Radio. I'm Megan.
Thank you. Hey.
Now, we met last year, and we've also been together at the Stray Cat Alliance.
Oh, yeah.
Every place. Yeah, no, I know you have lots of kitty cats, right?
I have one. It's the love of my life.
Yes.
Mouse.
Yes. So, Diane, you're being honored tonight with the Humanitarian Award.
I am.
Yes, so congratulations on
Thank
that,
you so
first
much.
Of all.
Thank you.
So I know that animals mean so much to you. You talked to me last year about your Bentley, and it's devoted to your animals. So tell us again, why are animals so important to all of us?
They're amazing. They love you unconditionally. They're not stupid like people. You know, I mean, they're just great. They're just love. You know, they're, I don't know, like, I look at that dog kissing that guy. That's
I love this doggy. This is Kima,
beautiful dog.
My friend of ours. Yes.
You know what I mean? What you don't
I
even
do.
Need.
I do. And Diane, your songs, they have touched, all of your songs have touched so many people across
the
world.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you. And the one that, Lady Gaga performed,
yeah, you're gonna
hear it happens
tonight.
To, I know. This is what I want to get to, that I'm being presumptuous here, but it appeared as an audience member that it was written for people who had been trafficked or harmed. But tell us how it speaks to animals. Tell us
about
that.
To me, when I wrote the song, it was, I wanted it to be, you know, for the movie, but I wanted it to fit to any situation.
Yes.
Because it still happens to you, you don't know how it feels. It doesn't just have to be about rape and college rape. It's about everything. It's like it applies more to animals as much to anything. So, you know, like these poor animals, what they go through.
Absolutely.
Till it happens to you. Till you're like, you know, your children are ripped from you or your lives are ripped from you.
Right. And I love that you just said to your children are ripped from you. Our audience might think that you're talking about humans, but can you tell us what you're really talking about?
Your children are ripped from you, meaning calves and meaning lambs and meaning chickens and meaning just, it's disgusting. It is. So I want that song to really be part of this. Little pigs. Look at that, how cute that is.
I know.
Fucking
that's
human
a real
beings.
Pig being a real pig.
I know, I know.
Yes, yes.
I'm embarrassed to be a human being most of the time.
I understand that. I really, really understand that. Diane, thank you.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
For your, and one more question. So what can we, you're an amazing songwriter, but what can everyone do? What can we do? Give us something we can do to help the animals.
Stop eating meat.
There you go. I love that.
That was Diane Warren, 8-time Academy Award nominee, Grammy and Golden Globe winner, and writer of the song, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, that will be sung tonight for the animals by Steven Tyler. Now, Diane talked about farm animals and her commitment to them, and here comes Paul Shapiro, the head of HSUS Farm Animal Protection Initiative.
And now we've run into Paul Shapiro. You're the head of the agriculture. Tell me, say the correct name.
Farm Animal Protection at the Humane Society of the United States.
And that is huge, yes.
And I'm here with my colleague, Josie Morris, who runs all of the efforts for HSUS's Farm Animal Protection Team in the state of Arizona.
Hi, Josie. Welcome to Pet Life Radio. Very nice to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, Paul, what you do, what you all do affects probably billions of animals. Is this correct?
We hope
Can you tell our audience what it is that you do exactly?
Sure. When a lot of people think about the Humane Society, they think about dogs and cats and wildlife, and those are important animals. They need more protection, not less. But we're concerned about the treatment of all animals, including animals who are raised for food. And unfortunately, animals raised for food are typically treated in ways that are so heinous that if the victims were dogs or cats, the perpetrators would be thrown in jail. And unfortunately, it gets even worse in that they're abused in numbers that are so vast that more farm animals are put through slaughter plants, for example, in a single week than all other forms of animal exploitation combined for the rest of the year.
In 1 week that happens.
Yeah,
and that makes sense because many people consume animals. So let's get to that. The good news is there are some businesses, right? Costco. Tell us about the headway that you've been making.
There's a cultural transformation occurring in our country right now where you see companies like Ringling Brothers abandoning their elephant eggs. SeaWorld is stopping the breeding of orcas. And companies like Costco and Walmart are telling their egg suppliers they don't want them locking animals in cages anymore. They want them to go cage-free. And all of this is leading us to a new society, a more humane society, a society in which we recognize that animals are not here for us, but rather they're here with us. And that's the real goal of the Humane Society of the United States.
I love that. I have chills. How well said is that? What would you like to add? What do you do in Arizona? What is your mission?
Sure, I'd be happy to talk about what I do in Arizona. I work with some of the largest universities, like Arizona State University, some of the largest school districts, the Maricopa County Correctional Facilities, in order to introduce more plant-based options.
I love this. Thank you so much for doing this, because when it becomes part of the culture, like Paul was saying, that's when the real change happens, right?
Absolutely. And what we're finding more and more is that people are very interested in making these changes happen. They just don't know how. Mm-hmm. So when we can come in and provide consultation with recipes and menu development and training for them, then they're just really embrace the concept.
Thank you so much for what you do. It's very, very nice to meet you. And Paul, thank you so much for joining us.
It's
thank
my you. Honor, as always.
Bye-bye. And we are here with the amazing Moby. Hi, Moby. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you're emceeing tonight. Congratulations on sharing all this wonderful messaging with everyone.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us, what is the powerful message of HSUS that drew you to them?
Well, one of the things I love about HSUS is that they're so big that they're able to actually affect change on both a systemic level and on a legislative level. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of animal rights groups aren't small enough to actually change legislation.
Yeah.
And Wayne Pacelli's and the people and Paul Shapiro, like the people who work at HSUS,
yes.
really know how to promote legislation, both on like a state level and a federal level, that can affect the lives of millions of animals.
Absolutely, and it is affecting like Costco and these other stores, restaurants. They're actually starting to adjust their paradigm, right?
Yeah, I mean, the world is becoming more and more vegan friendly, and
yeah.
I think especially thanks to things like the dodo and YouTube
right.
and Instagram. Like every day people see these images of animals and they're reminded how much they love animals, and I think that that's actually promoting a lot of real change.
Right. And do you have any animals at home?
No, I travel too much to
have animals. Of course. Well, thank you for using your amazing platform to help share animal welfare with us. Thank you, and God bless you. And I want to add also that last year at the gala, Moby, he gave, I think it was $75,000 right from his table to support shelter animals, to support rescuing animals and finding them proper homes and stewardship across Los Angeles. So bless you, Moby. We love you. We love you. He's the MC tonight, and I know everyone knows who he is, but just in case you don't, he has sold over 20 million albums worldwide. He wrote songs for David Bowie, for Michael Jackson. So we salute you, Moby. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And many of the stars who are performing tonight are making their way to the stage for the show to begin. Steven Tyler's coming up. I see the Vampire Diaries, Ian Somerhalder in the back with some of the displays and the yummy looking chocolate that I want to check out. And we'll see if we can grab him before he's seated. And we are here at the HSUS Gala. And Super Smiley, what are we doing?
Hi, I'm Kathy Preston, and I'm having a Super Smiley adventure.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
Want to know who the latest trendsetters are in Hollywood? How about Irish setters? Find out who's been spotted with Spot, chowing with her chow, and shopping for Gucci with their Poochie. Get the scoop on all the latest celebrity pet patter right here. Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley adventure with the Humane Society of the United States Gala to the Rescue. Now, Steven Tyler on stage is coming up. Moby and Diane Warren are making their way to the stage, and I'm on my way over to the back of the room where there are lots of vegan goodies. And here's the star of the Vampire Diaries and past winner of the HSUS Gretchen Wilder Lifetime Achievement Award, the smoldering Ian Somerhalder.
Ian, congratulations on winning the Genesis Award Lifetime Achievement.
That was pretty incredible. That was an amazing, amazing moment.
Thank you for all your work with animals. What's the most important thing we can take home from tonight?
That's actually a very, very interesting question. That compassion needs to rule.
I love that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Nikki. Bye.
Y'all
have a beautiful night. Bye-bye.
And to paint you a picture, I'm overlooking the gorgeously decorated studio set here on the Paramount lot. And there's a film playing right here next to me on a massive big screen. And the guests here can also watch the film by wearing these huge Star Wars-like goggles over their eyes to get a full-on virtual 3D experience. And the people watching the movie wearing those goggles, they're walking around and moving their arms like they're touching things. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a video. But first, let's find out what the experience is. The film is called At the Fork.
And now I'm here with Edward, and Edward is with the film At the Fork. So, Edward, what am I looking at here? I'm looking at some video or some film footage. What is this?
Well, the video you're seeing right now is clips from the documentary itself.
Okay.
Which is, like I said, an unbiased look at the food manufacturing industry and where we stand now.
Okay.
There's no real objective to it. It's just really where we are and just an honest look.
So it's just kind of educating people as what's going on, right?
Basically, yes.
Okay. But I imagine there's a takeaway.
Well, the actual thing we have here that we're looking at, the VR experience, is, we have the Oculus Rift set up right here. So you can go to five of the locations from the film, and essentially, you know, you get plugged into it, and you can look around in a full 360, and it's...
Okay, let me tell people what I'm looking at. There's an apparatus that you put on your face, so like something from Star Wars.
Yes.
It looks like it would give a 3D or something, and people who have them on, they're like walking around, so this is so cool. And I'm going to have your producer on Pet Life Radio, so I'm so looking forward to learning more about the work.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Bye-bye. Oh, and I'm now with Julian Pierce at Sanctuary at Soledad, and I am eating the best chocolate I have ever had in my entire life. Julian, why is this chocolate so good? What's your secret?
We have an extremely good chocolatier who's a very, very great friend of ours. And when we transitioned, he said, I'm going to make you vegan chocolate. And we said, fantastic.
So this amazing chocolate I'm eating is vegan?
It's vegan, no milk at all. It's all dark chocolate.
Now, how did this happen? Because I see a picture of a little goat here. Yeah. So tell me your story.
We have been rescuing for years and years and years, for the past 10 years. And about 3 years ago, we decided we'd become a 501.
Oh,
so
right.
We're now,
that's a non-profit,
yes,
right?
Non-profit. Okay, so we're now a non-profit. And then 2 years ago, we thought, it's crazy, we're rescuing animals, but at the same time, we're bringing 1,200 babies a year into the world, just so that in order to get milk, so we
right.
make our goat cheese.
So let me just recap that. So in order to get goat cheese, because a lot of people think, oh, goat cheese is so healthy, I'm going to go from cow cheese to goat cheese. But in order to do that, the mother goat has to be pregnant, which means they're going to make a lot of little baby goats. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. Yes, they do. We do. We were different in that we left our babies with the mums for 10 weeks, so they had time to bond, and we used to share the milk. And then 2 years ago, we thought, this is crazy. We love rescuing. But at the same time, we're doing this. So,
because then what do you do with all the babies, right? I mean, that's the moral dilemma.
The girls,
right?
The girls we kept, and the boys used to go for land clearance or weed abatement, whatever you want to call it. And so last year, we decided that we would actually transition. And we did last June, we decided that we would stop doing the goat cheese and make plant-based products. So I actually managed to get rid of the herd. And so we're now purely a rescue. We kept all the goats that the guy didn't want.
I love it.
And we are pure rescue. We have about 100, with all the geese and ducks and roosters, we have about 150 animals. We're farm animal rescue. So we have horses, cows, pigs, sheep, goats, of course. And I say we've got the animals up there. Then we have a lot of visitors. We get people from as far as Orange County.
I want to come. May I come visit?
Please do. Please come and visit.
Say the name of your place again.
It's the Sanctuary at Soledad, and the cheese is a Sanctuary vegan cheese.
We are going to find you, and we're going to share you, because I
please,
love
please,
what you're
please.
Doing.
Thank you so much.
It's such a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And another person I love is Kimberly Ovitz. Kimberly is the daughter of Michael Ovitz, who we all know as the mega entertainment industry leader. He's the former president of Disney and the founder of CAA, which is one of the largest talent agencies in the world. And we met Kimberly before at the Humane Society of the United States H Couture Fashion Show as one of their Humane Couture fashion designers. And Kimberly Ovitz is here on the red carpet now. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
Now, Kimberly, last time we met, it was for the, I think it was called the Haute Couture, HSUS Haute Couture. You were doing animal cruelty-free fashions, right?
Yes, I was.
Well, congratulations on that. And now I understand that you're moving into another world, right?
Well, it's in a similar vein, but I'm very interested in sustainability and with fashion. Beyond just the cruelty-free fashion. So I'm working on a project right now. That's something new.
Wonderful. So you are in the same world, as you said, but you're bumping it up to a whole other level, right?
Yes, and adding different disciplines and, yeah.
And you know what? I don't know what it is because obviously you haven't announced it yet, but it kind of reminds me of Wayne Pacelli's book, A Humane Economy, because you mentioned sustainability, and whenever something works financially, it seems like everybody gets on board, even if they're not in the animal world. Is that what you're going for, sort of?
I think that it's more that I'm concerned about the intersection between animal welfare and the environment. And I think that no matter what business I do, I want to be a part of the change.
Right. I love that, and I totally understand, and that's why we are here tonight, to help support the animals, ladies, support the planet, which is all tied together.
Exactly.
Kimberly, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Steven Tyler, Moby, and Diane Warren are coming up on stage very shortly, but let's squeeze in one more really big animal-loving celeb. Here's a massive NFL, National Football League player. What's his health secret?
And now, oh my gosh, here's David Carter, NFL star, 300-pound vegan. Hey, David.
How's it going? Thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
We are so excited to have you on Pet Life Radio. So, David, first of all, tell us about this amazing event tonight and why you're attracted to the Humane Society of the United States.
Humane Society does a lot of great work for animals and educating the world and you know, changing a lot of laws and getting companies to get rid of cage-free practices and stuff like that. So they do so much wonderful stuff that, you know, that there's a lot of hard work, tedious work, paperwork that nobody wants to do, and they knock it out the park. So I really like what it is that they're doing, and I support them and everything that they do. So, yeah, they're great.
I love that. I love you said they knock it out of the park. That's like a sports analogy. So let's talk about you. You are in the NFL, right? And you're like 300 pounds football player, right?
And 300 pound vegan. That's my thing. So
okay, tell us. Yeah.
The defensive lineman. I started out in the NFL. I wasn't vegan at first, but I made the change due to health reasons. I was battling high blood pressure, tendonitis, early onset arthritis, muscle fatigue, and I ended up going vegan after watching Forks Over Knives and a lot of convincing from my wife, who had been vegan 6 years before me, and it all came together, and I went vegan and dropped everything, and it's been the best move for me ever. Got rid of everything, tendonitis, high blood pressure, and me on medication for all of that mess, and after going vegan, I eliminated all of those things, and now I don't have any problems, and it's been the best move for me ever.
That's truly amazing. It's like I want to repeat all this. You had all these problems. You went vegan, and then how long did it take for these things to resolve?
It took about a month, and it didn't.
What?
It didn't take long, and I lost 40 pounds within that month. And I wasn't trying to lose weight because I was trying to keep my weight on, maintain my weight. But my weight went down, my strength increased, speed increased. I had no more pain in my joints or anything, no more high blood pressure, and I mean, it was one of the, like I said, it just made perfect sense. You know, you put healthy things in your body, and your body becomes healthy because you are what you eat. So.
I love that. And so now, so you talked about resolving the health issues, but now you are a professional athlete. You're a big, big muscular guy. So now tell us, what protein sources do you eat for being a vegan? How do you maintain this giant healthy body on plants? How do you do it?
I mean, everything under the sun has protein in it, you know, and that's how it is. If you look up what protein is, a lot of people don't even know what protein is. So if you look it up, you find out protein's in everything, bananas, strawberries, oatmeal. I mean, it's everywhere. It just in different ratios. So I just eat a lot of food, and I do count my calories and I count my protein throughout the day, and I try to make sure I get at least 1.3 grams of protein per pound of body weight.
Okay.
And then I try to reach at least 8 to 10,000 calories a day throughout the day. So I'm just constantly eating all day, but it's definitely worth it. You know, you definitely feel the difference in how your body performs. Is in the weight room and the gym on the field, you feel the difference immediately. So,
David Carter, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio, and good luck. Good luck in your career, and thank you for sharing the message for animals.
Thank you, too. I appreciate your show. Thank you.
And the show has started. Let's listen in to Moby on stage with Steven Tyler coming up. Here's tonight's MC, Moby.
Moby's talking.
So explain to me why you wouldn't be a vegan. Like, it's this magic silver bullet. Like, if animal agriculture disappeared tomorrow, climate change is reduced by 50%, zoonotic disease disappears, famine disappears, rainforest deforestation disappears by 90%, ocean acidification reduced by 25%, obesity, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, etc., reduced by 50%, California has no water problem, we have an animal agriculture problem. These are the reasons why I'm a vegan. Which I can't overstate. It's one of the things that I love so much about HSUS is their experience and their size and their ability to actually change things on a legislative level and on a corporate level. It's amazing. Because I'm all in favor of someone who goes out and saves like 10 ferrets in La Jolla, but ideally our goal is to save millions of animals and eventually billions of animals and eventually create a world where animals are not used for human purposes. So more animals are killed for food in the U.S. in 1 hour than are affected all year by circuses, seaquariums, fur farms, experimental labs, puppy mills, and trophy hunters combined. 1 fucking hour more animals are killed. So where we go from here, sorry, I have Tourette's. Where we go from here is not only going to determine the quality and the length of our individual lives, but whether, if we could see the Earth a century from now, whether we would even recognize it. But that's starting to change.
And the change is happening at major companies like Subway, Wendy's, Burger King, Target, Denny's, Safeway, McDonald's, Walmart, all working with the HSUS towards more animal-aware policies. And on stage now is Diane Warren. Kesha just sang her song, Until It Happens to You, and that was performed so powerfully by Lady Gaga at the Academy Awards. And tonight, it was done for the animals. Here's Diane Warren.
Wow, this is better than winning an Oscar. Well, first of all, thank you, Humane Society, for this amazing honor and for all that you do. To those in the audience who already are vegetarian and vegan, thank you. Are making a huge difference, knowing that kindness to all creatures is not an option, but it's the only way.
Kindness is the way. And here's the man of the night, Steven Tyler.
You know, animals are so, to me, you get rid of the phone, you get rid of the computer. And I get off the stage at Madison Square Garden and I go right back to the hotel. Believe me, it wasn't always like that. But I go back to the hotel and I climb into bed, shower, climb into bed with the puppies and everything. It means everything. Anyway, I love you, Diane. Thank you for giving me this chance to play with you, Greg. Yeah.
Coming. This has been a wonderful night. Thank you for raising so much money and keep supporting HSUS and the cause of animal rights and animal liberation. Thank you. Good night.
And we're here now at the after party with Ken Botts. And Ken goes to universities and talks about vegan eating. So Ken, tell me what's going on. Catch us up.
Oh my gosh. Since I last saw you last year, we've trained over 300 chefs at 15 universities and hospitals around the nation on how to enjoy really great plant-based foods and get their students excited about it.
300 chefs, does that translate to how many universities?
That's over 15 universities around the nation.
Wow. What have you taken home from tonight? What was your night about tonight?
You know, tonight is about family. It's about all of us being together, working towards one mutual vision, which is to save lots and lots of animal lives.
Okay, you're going to go get your picture taken.
Yes,
thank you. Bless you.
Love you.
Bye.
My personal feelings from tonight is a recommitment to life, to animals, to passion, and to start with one thing, to share kindness round the world with Super Smiley. There's so many takeaways from tonight. Ian Somerhalder talked about compassion. Frances Fisher shared passion for the HSUS, as she called it the preeminent organization to educate us and to defend animals. And she talked about animals teaching us to just be. Priscilla Presley working for the horses, and like Priscilla, we each can lobby for laws that support animals. Kathy Freston and Kimberly Ovitz talked about humane choices in fashion. Diane Warren talked about kindness, and director Louis Sahoyas inciting us to start with one thing. Steven Tyler just loving his doggies, and Moby and NFL player David Carter sharing the benefits of plant-based diet. There are so many things we can do. Volunteer at a shelter, adopt a pet, Make conscious choices in the marketplace. Participate in your state capitol and Humane Lobby Day. Check out HSUS at humanesociety.org and start with one thing. Visit kindnessfilms.com and share kindness. Thank you to the Humane Society of the United States for all you do. Thank you to Moby, Diane Warren, Steven Tyler, and all the stars with us tonight for shining your bright lights on the animals. And thank you especially to our super producer, Mark Winter, for bringing a super smiley adventure out to the world. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a super smiley adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
What's up? My name is David Carter, also known as the 300-pound vegan, and I'm here on a super smiley show representing and saving animals. Thank you so much for your work, and the show is amazing. I appreciate it.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.